do have a public comment this morning.
Good morning, board and staff. How are you today? Thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Michael Panesci, and I research private equity with Unite Here, which is the International Union of Hospitality Workers. I'm here to voice concerns around two Ares Energy investor funds, numbers 4 and 5. Contra Costa is a limited partner in both of those funds. I've handed out two items to the board. First is a short piece regarding the fact that Ares may have benefited from a failure to finish fundraising Energy Investors Fund 5. As a result of that failure, Ares booked a $20 million gain. From Ares' first quarter earnings report, quote, "Since EIF did not meet the revenue and fee-paying targets, the liability associated with the EIF contingent consideration, which was $20.3 million as of December 31st, was reversed, resulting in a $20 million gain." End quote. You can read more details about how that happened in the first handout. Moreover, EIF 5 had a stated fundraising target of $2 to $3 billion, according to their Form D. On an earnings call in May, Ares CEO said EIF 5 would close far short of its $2 billion target. Quote, "We expect to close our fifth power and energy infrastructure fund during the second quarter. And since acquiring EIF in January, we've raised more than $800 million in this strategy, including co-invests," end quote. That means the fund is potentially closing below the target Cicera was given when you invested in this fund. Two other potential points of concern I'd like to highlight are, one, the fund has been in the market for over 2 years and has not met its target, and two, Contra Costa appears to be the only public pension fund invested in EIF 5, which is a change from 4, which had multiple public pension fund investors. It all raises multiple questions, which again are on the sheet, but the two most important, I would think, would be, was EIF 5's slow fundraising related to the financial obligations to former EIF interest holders? And how will EIF 5 limited partners benefit from the $59.2 million total that Ares may save as a result of its slow fundraising? The other item I've handed out to the board is a report which looks into what I raised at the last meeting. It appears that Contra Costa will not benefit from the Ares sale of an oil and gas producer, Clayton Williams Energy, from which Ares stands to triple its money. Ares' investment in Clayton was made by the Corporate Opportunities Fund 4, not the energy funds. Has Contra Costa asked and received clarity about the process that Ares uses for allocating investments among its different funds that are currently investing? Thank you for your time today. If you have any questions, I will be here for a moment, but have a wonderful, warm day. Take care.
Thank you very much. Any trustee questions or otherwise?
Is EIF 5 going to keep going? Or?
I can provide an update at a later time. I'd want to discuss that directly with Ares before coming back to the board.
Okay.